guys, welcome to the Twiniversity Podcast, a show created exclusively for parents of twins. I'm your host, Natalie Diaz. I am a mom of twins. I am also the Twiniversity founder, and I am the best-selling author of the book, What to Do When You're Having Two. Our goal at Twiniversity is to make sure that you always feel connected, we laugh at the little things, and we really do get to teach you a few tricks along the way. And that is what we hope this podcast is about to do. So welcome to Twiniversity. Today's episode of the Twiniversity Podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cybex. Cybex has a new game-changing car seat for your twinnies. It's called the Sirona M. The Sirona M has Cybex's exclusive SensorSafe 2.0 technology, which is integrated right into their 5-point safety harness chest clip. It syncs with the vehicle's receiver and a caregiver's cell phone to provide alerts to the child's well-being. And I'll answer the question for you, yes. Yes, you can sync up multiple seats to your app. You could also add your spouse, grandma, nanny, babysitter, and everybody so that everybody can rest assured knowing that your kiddos are always safe and sound when in the car. For more information on Cybex's Sirona M with SensorSafe 2.0, visit cybex-online.com. Before we begin our fantastic chat of the day, I want to give you guys a heads up that this has been previously recorded from a Facebook Live. So if you hear me referencing people, know that they are not my imaginary friends, but they were actual people that were participating in our discussion. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey guys, happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holidays to you. I am Natalie Diaz, and today we're going to have a discussion about prepping for cold and cough season. OMG gang, as you know, it is always super crazy this time of year because we just finished Thanksgiving, then you have Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and New Year's, and then after that there's another Christmas break, and then we have our winter break. There's a lot that's happening at this time of year. We have so much to talk about, and I'm from the bottom of my heart, these are gonna be my best tips and tricks. I'm so excited because today we have a partner for today's live feed, and it's a little company called Vicks VapoRub. I don't know if you've heard about them. They've been around forever and a day. Your mother used them, your grandmother probably used them, and everybody in between. This has been a staple in the Diaz house since like the dawn of time. And for the record, the regular VapoRub, you could only use when the kitties are 2 and up, but they do have a baby VapoRub, so it's just called Baby Rub, that is for ages 3 months and up. Now, before we even get into like the big thing, the reason why when I think of VapoRub, and tell me if you guys have used VapoRub in your house, because for me, it's when I smell this, I could easily say, oh, it reminds me of being sick, right? Because this is the only time we really bust this out, is when we're not really feeling that good. But when I think of VapoRub, I truthfully get the warm and fuzzies because I could remember my mom rubbing it on my chest. And that is the memory that I have from being little. It wasn't that I was sick or whatever the case may be, but the memory was always that I was really being taken care of by my mom. So when I smell VapoRub, I actually get it's a very tender scent to me. So yeah, that's what, Jamie was using Vicks last night on her twins. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's one of those really, really, really nurturing smells. I love it. I love it so much that I actually may have, I bought some eucalyptus essential oils for a little essential oil diffuser. Because even when I am not using VapoRub, I still really like the scent of it. I find that the scent of VapoRub, my two favorite scents are VapoRub and anything orange. Those are my faves. So this today, our whole feed is really brought to you by them, and we are partnering with them because it is, cough and coal season. And there's nothing more than I know. I actually stocked up. Right now, they're on sale. I found the vapor rub on sale at CVS a few days ago. So, but there's always some sales, so keep your eyes out, because it's not really pricey because it lasts you forever and a day. So besides, you know this, that besides the two different vapor rubs that they have, where's my box of tissues? Because now I moved it. Let me grab them. Here, I got my open box. Do you know now that they make tissues with vapor rub inside of them? And don't you love when I just get up? I am sick right now. So I thought that this was a very apropos time. So yeah, this is what I've been using. I have been, since I found out about these maybe a year ago, I found out about these tissues, which are the Puffs Plus. So they're Puffs Plus with lotion, but the lotion has vapor rub in it. Did you guys know that this exists? Oh, I love them. So when I blow my nose, it's like coating it a little bit with a lotion, but it's also making me super duper duper comfortable and gives me the warm and fuzzies. So if you have never been to one of our live feeds, welcome to the Twiniversity live feed. I know I'm talking about 10 million things, but there is so many things that I want to try to cover today, and we don't have as much time as I'd like, because I know that this is usually nap time for people. Hopefully our friends are with us from VIX today and they'll help us answer any questions that we have. So know that. So the first thing that I want to tell you is that you need to stock up on your supplies. So classically, beginning cold and cough season, you really should have an arsenal of supplies so you do not have to run out if you need them. Cough and cold is here. There's nothing that we could do, whether we get sick or not, have the stuff in your house, because none of these things have like a quick expiration date. This one goes through March of 2019 and it is not new. So that is, you have plenty of time to use these goodies. So things that we need to stock up on. Are you ready? Get a pen and paper. I'll hold. So we need our vapor rub if our children are 2 years and up. We need our baby rub if the children are 3 months and up. And this does smell pretty much exactly the same. You know what? I didn't know that there was a baby rub, by the way, when the twinnies were little. So I literally waited until they were old enough to use this. But I never, I just felt bad. I did not know that that existed. The next thing is clearly we're stocking up on these. These, when I don't find them everywhere, so I'm giving you notice now. When you do find them, buy like 4 or 5 boxes. They make the regular size box too. I like these little boxes because they don't take, we don't have like a giant house. And as crazy as this sounds, even though this is a smaller box, I leave it on the windowsill pretty much 365 days a year. I never ever move it. So that's what we have. The next thing you need is a humidifier. Now, Vicks does make a humidifier, which is super awesome because it has, you could have that vapor rub scent in that humidifier. So you do need a good humidifier. Now, whatever humidifier you buy, if it has filters, in addition to buying the humidifier, you need to buy the filters. I cannot tell you how many families that I visit and that people I know, whether it's professionally through Twiniversity or personally just in my own world, you have to replace the filters on those humidifiers if they have a filter. And if they don't have a filter, you still have to go in and clean it. So don't just think like, oh, I have a humidifier, it's good enough. It is actually not good enough. You please, please, please make sure that you are changing your filters and cleaning your humidifier as much as necessary. The next thing that you need is some kind of bulb syringe. Preferably you'd have one for each baby in a perfect world, but if you only have one, then you have one, but you do need a bulb syringe. And what a bulb syringe is it is, sometimes they're called nasal aspirators too, is another name for them, but it's this bulb with this tip and you would squeeze out all of the gunkies in your little baby's nostrils, because if they're super tiny and you don't know that, you can't go up to them and say, okay, blow. Right? How many times do you do this to your kids a day? I did that a million times. So blow, go. I'm going to do it to you guys too. So please make sure that you have a bulb syringe handy for when they're little before they could assist you with blowing their noses. The next thing that you need is you do need acetaminophen. Depending on the age of your babies and depending on your doctor's approval, you should have some kind of fever reducer in your home in case the twinnies did get a fever. You gotta have something on hand. You have to. So choose whatever one you want, whatever one your doctor tells you, that's the one that you're gonna go to, whether it's name brand, generic, don't care. Have it in your home, but make sure that your children can take it. So you always wanna make sure that you are speaking to your pediatrician in addition to making sure that you're reading the manufacturer's recommendations on dosing and such. That's the next thing. The next thing that you need is, in addition to acetaminophen, you probably wanna have some kind of ibuprofen. Sometimes, if your twinnies are super sick, you may have to do both. Acetaminophen every 4 hours and ibuprofen every 6 hours. And of course, once again, don't go by my recommendations, go by what your doctor is telling you to. But if your babies have a really high fever and it is not coming down, you really need to make sure that you have both in your home. So if they're super small, you wanna make sure you have the liquids, and if they're older, you wanna get either the tablets that dissolve in their mouth or the ones that they could chew, but always have age-appropriate medicines in your home. You know what's like a funny thing, and I always say, like, you know what's crazy? The children's acetaminophen, which is the liquid, I still carry in my home. Not that I carry it because I'm a store, but I actually use it. I find that sometimes if I'm having like an upset stomach, like especially if I have a stomach virus or something, sometimes if I take some medicines, right? So if I'm taking over the counter ibuprofen, it actually irritates my belly. But I found that if I take the liquid of the ibuprofen or the acetaminophen myself, and I just do an adult version of the dose, it's so much better for my stomach. So know that this stuff is for children. Technically, it's made for children, but if adults need to use it for whatever reason, maybe your throat is too sore and you have trouble swallowing pills, you know, the baby stuff, it's just the same stuff. You just got to take a lot of it. So you might want to speak to your doctor too and make sure that you check up on that. Yeah, Amanda, that's like a new thing that I've done. I would say probably the past 3 years, but me and ibuprofen, we are no longer friends, and it gives me an upset stomach. But the liquid ibuprofen, which I had in the house for the monkeys, was totally fine. So yes, Kathy brings up a really good point that not only do you need to have this stuff, but it's got to be at the grandparents' house too, your aunts and uncles. You should also have this stuff in your diaper bag. It's not crazy. It's not absolutely nuts to have a little one of these in your diaper bag at all time, in addition to the bulb syringes and all that. The next thing we need is an age-appropriate thermometer. If they're younger, you have to use the rectal thermometer, and as they get older, if you want to use the forehead thermometer, or you want to go old school under the arm, or if you want to use one that goes in their mouth or one that goes in their ear, speak to your doctor. Once again, I know a lot of people register for these when they are expecting, and then you forget all about it. I do want to let you know, though, like the ones that go in your ear, you should buy some. A lot of them have like little covers that go over the nozzle of where the temperature is being read. When you're buying them, don't just buy the thermometer, but you do want to buy the covers as well. Like the humidifier, you have to make sure that you have the additional pieces that are needed. All right, so we got that. The next thing that we need is some kind of baby safe disinfectant. There is so many out there right now, but you have to have some kind of disinfectant so you could wipe down toys, you could wipe down the crib, you could wipe down their mattress, you could wipe down everything that needs to be wiped down that can't go in the dishwasher. You have to buy a baby safe disinfectant. If you're really worried about it, there's a lot of them that are considered food grade. So if you buy a food grade one, then you are able to use it not only to clean off like a cutting board, but you could use it for the kids' toys and stuff like that. And everything needs to be wiped down. As the kids are getting bigger, you have to do the toilet bowl handle, every doorknob in your home, every light switch in your home, any handles that they hold on to, the zippers on their jackets, the elevator buttons in your hallway. Everything should be wiped down. When the germies strike, you must think about other people as well, especially if you live in a high-rise building or a small building, any place where you're exposed to more than just the people in your home. Think about outside of your home as well. That goes in the car, the seatbelt buckle, the door handle. Everything should be wiped down when cough and cold season strikes its little mean head in your home. The next thing that we need, and I am reading for a list because I refuse to forget any of these because we took the time. So if you see me looking over here, I'm not looking at Betty, although I don't know where Betty is, but that's a whole other topic. So the next thing you need is some kind of foaming hand sanitizer for kids to use. So if you, depending on the age of the kids, you want to use something that's fun. So maybe something with a fun fragrance or a fun top. If your kids don't like using hand sanitizer and that's all that we can, buy the hand sanitizing wipes. Buy the wipes that go outside, or of course you could, if you can get to a sink, clearly get to a sink to have them wash your hands. You should be washing them too. But if your kids don't love hand sanitizer, or if you can't find a hand sanitizer that you can entice them to use, maybe, here's a few ideas. Number one, get them each their own sanitizer and have them decorate the outside. So take a plain packing label, put it on the outside of the hand sanitizer, but have them decorate that packing label before they put it on, and that becomes their hand sanitizer that they get to use and keep ownership of, because we know that toddlers and school-age kids are very particular about having anything that is theirs. That's one thing. The other thing you could do is you could put stickers on it. So if your kids have a favorite cartoon character or a favorite television show, go ahead and put the stickers on the outside of the hand sanitizer, and maybe that will entice them to use it. That's always like my secret trick. Why not? Packing labels. I have never used a packing label to ship a box. We use, and I actually have them handy. Like, it's so funny that they're really right over there. But I buy them in bulk, because I would put them on everything. Anything that I couldn't get the 20s to use, I would make their own by putting a packing label on top of it. So yeah, that's really good. Now, if you've used any of these tips before, or if you have any tips of your own, I would love for you to chime in, put your 2 cents, some hearts, some thumbs up. If you think these ideas are good, I wanna know that you think they're good, because of course I think they're good, but you know, I've been through the woods on cold and cough season, so I've been there. And I'm really trying to give you my Nat's life hacks. The next thing that you want to have on hand is you do want to have some kind of like super disinfectant, whether it's some sort of bleach or some sort of like other super disinfecting thing that's going to go for, you know, the toilet, let's say. You definitely want to do that for bathroom messes. Maybe they're having what's called a protein spill, if you know what I mean. It's protein that spills out. That's what that's called, is protein spill. It's what we've called it in our home. It's actually what Disney calls it. So we've adopted that name from Disney. But yeah, so you wanna have any kind of like super disinfectant for any protein spills in your home or any bathroom accidents, and that means that you have to also, if they do have any accidents, you really have to make sure that you're washing stuff to the manufacturer's regulations. So if they're puking in the car, make sure that you're not just like taking, you know, chemicals to the car seat that aren't okay to be used with that car seat. So always make sure that you are washing stuff in the correct form that it is supposed to be being washed. All right, the next thing is, guess what? Guys, if you know what time it is, tell me what time it is. I'm gonna log in right now because I also realize that Julie is probably trying to send me messages. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna aim that down a little bit. There was too much blank space. It's actually this bright outside today. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in New York City. And I'm sad, but I'm not really sad. I think we're gonna get a white Christmas. Just like a hint of a white Christmas. Are you having a white Christmas by you? Is anybody having a white Christmas by you? I wanna know if in your neck of the woods, if you're having a white Christmas. That's what I wanna know today. Okay. I am, my daughter, well, not my daughter, but I have my own little laptop, right? And because I don't want to get the 20s their own laptop yet, I let them use my own laptop. But because I like to have parental controls on, I put on the parental controls so that I know exactly what little Red is doing or whatnot. But I love that I often lock myself out. That's just why I want to go on the record and say that so many times I have locked myself out of my own computer because of the parental controls. All right, good. I'm glad that Julie approves of the way that everything looks, my pretty, pretty tree. So it is prize time. Jewel, tell us what we're going to win. I'm so excited. So yes, Julie, shoot over what we're going to win. I didn't have the order that we're giving away our prizes, but we do have a prize time, and I will shout out a prize time in a second. While we're waiting for prize time, I do want to of course we have Cali, not really the ideal snow season, but John, you totally feel me on that with the not remembering passwords. I always remember my passwords. I shouldn't say I always remember passwords. I made this one specific because I know that Anna knows any of these. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to give away a little bit of a gift. So my personal addiction this holiday season has been a little store called Amazon. So we're going to give away a $10 Amazon gift card, which will help you stock up for your cough and cold season. So right now, if you want to win, all you have to say is, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That is what you need to say to win our first prize. You know, I love to give out prizes. I really do love to give out prizes, like all kidding aside. It makes me as happy as you guys are to participate. It makes me that happy to give them away. So that's all you have to say. Yes, Nicole, I have a problem. Lori, I admit it. It's kind of the first step in a 12-step program. So my first step is admitting that I have a problem. I have shopped on Amazon pretty much every single day. Jennifer, thank you. Now we're getting into it. You're dreaming of a white Christmas. I like it. I will support your habits and I will help you stock up for cough and cold season. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about, Julie's going to pick a winner. And if you guys don't know, if you haven't been with us before, Julie is our wizard behind the curtain of Twiniversity. She's actually in Chicago. I am here in New York City and we do this together. So we've been working together all morning. We've been playing on the computer, trying to find out some new different techniques of using our live feeds. But yeah, so Julie is there and she's gonna pick a winner. She will shout it out over to me over here, which will be on my computer that I finally locked myself out of. And then I will announce the winner. Julie will announce it too. The next thing that I wanna talk about is planning for childcare. This is, John, you won! Yay, guys! Congratulations, Mr. Daniels. We're very happy that you won our prize of the day. So everybody, take a second and congratulate John. Come on, guys, get with it. We're all there. And we have more prize times. Like, don't get worried about it. You know, we have a lot coming up. But we're going to be giving away a bunch of prizes because 'tis the season, man. 'Tis the season for generosity. Okay, next thing, childcare. So if your kids are in daycare or if your kids are in school and you are working full time, what's your plan? What are we going to do if they're sick? Is there a neighbor that can watch them? Is there a grandparent that can watch them? You have to have a backup plan, especially because we have twins. We're still going to have to take one to school, right? If we had a singleton, we could take the day off and be like, yeah, we're just going to stay home with our one kid. But because we have twinnies, if the other twinnie isn't sick, get them out of the house because we don't want to keep them in the germ factory that is your home. So get them out of the house, send them to school, send them to preschool, send them to daycare if you can. But what are you going to do with that child that is staying home? You have to have a plan, whether it's your plan, whether it's your partner's plan, whether it's a family plan. Somebody has to have a plan on exactly what to do during cough and cold season when it comes to having a kid at home. So you also may want to expect to take a lot of vacation and sick days, because if you are going to stay home with that 20, you are clearly going to miss a day off as well. Now, if you are hiring help, like let's say you have a nanny, what if your nanny gets sick and your nanny can't come in? Or what if your nanny's, one of the nanny's kids gets sick? You have to have a backup for your backup for your backup for your backup for your backup. There should be at least four layers of what's going to happen when it strikes. I do also want to give you guys a heads up, and I'll mention this before. There is a great website called healthychildren.org. Julie is going to post it to you, but it'll give you even more articles and suggestions and stuff for cough and cold season, so you do want to check that out. but I'm not sure if they talk a lot about help. If they don't, we're talking about it now. So plan for you to be out. You want to know your HR policies on sick leave, on family time, and what if they're like really sick, right? So you get covered sick days. You rarely use them yourself, Cole is saying. Yeah, Amanda, I wish we lived closer. I would come and take care of the twinnies when they were sick. But it's tough when you guys don't have family nearby. So you have to have a plan. Maybe even call a nanny agency, or sometimes there's websites out there. Your local Twins Club would be fantastic to find help for spot sitting, they're called, or spot sitters when you need just a little bit of help to make sure that you could go to work. But have a backup. Discuss with your employer, know what the policies are for your specific job, know if you could work from home, and even if you work from home, you may not be able to work from home, because if you have a sick kid that is puking or a sick kid that's coughing every place, you kind of have to nurture them and take care of them. So working from home really may not be as realistic as you think, so have a backup for that too. Now, I want to talk about symptoms that you should be concerned about. So how do I know, right? I'm a mom, I have a new kid. How do I know exactly when to worry, when to call the doctor, when that this is just something little, when this is an emergency room situation? How exactly do we know? So we have, personally, I'm gonna tell you, we've had so many emergency room visits. My son has something called spasmodic croup. Now as a 13-year-old, it's called reactive airway disease. So we've had many, many, many visits to the emergency room from the time that he was less than two. We're well-versed in the emergency room arts, and I've written actually quite a few articles on taking your kids to the ER. But we've, once again, like, right, I created Twiniversity so that you guys could learn from my mistakes. I know, I could take anybody to the ER. I could take myself. I'm not even worried about it. I'm like, yeah, we got this. Not, of course, most coughs and colds and everything are not even remotely anything to be concerned about, but I do want to tell you when you need to know to call your doctor or whatnot. So you want to call your doctor if there's any signs of wheezing, a barky cough, rapid breathing, if they're working harder to breathe, you could see that they're struggling, or if you look at this area right here, see that? See when I do that? When this gets pulled in, they're struggling for air. So even if you don't hear anything, if you look at this area, I feel like that's horrible to make that sound, but I kind of wanted to demonstrate to you that that's something you need to look for. Because if that's being pulled in, even if it is not an audible gasp, you do want to call your doctor. And you have to know, when you go to your pediatrician, and next time you go to the pediatrician, if you do not know their policies on calling in the middle of the night, or do they have an email address, can you text them and send them over a video? I remember our pediatrician would say, take a video of him and send it over to me. And I would text it to her. So I would text her this kind of, you know, like stressful time, and she would be okay. This is gonna be our first line of defense. Get a nebulizer, do some saline spray. Like, we had a whole system of what we had to do, and I'm so lucky that I had a pediatrician that was there with me every step of the way. And if you go to a pediatrician and you're like, you know what, this person doesn't care about me, why am I even going to them? Change pediatricians. There's no rule that says you have to stay with one pediatrician for the life of your children. If you are not satisfied with the pediatric care that you're getting, modify it, change it. We want to go to a doctor. We want to go to the same doctor for 55 years. So make sure that you have a good relationship with your pediatrician and that you are able to call and ask the questions that you need to ask and get the answers that you need to make the appropriate decisions for your kids and yourself and your family. So that, you know, anything respiratory is something to think about. You know, the barking, the wheezy, and I believe somebody just said that there was a YouTube video that's up. You may want to watch a video, but I certainly would not rely entirely on that. Your instincts and your intuition as a parent is actually going to go take you pretty far. So many people are like, oh, you know, I don't know, I have a hunch that something's up. If you have a hunch that something's up, call the doctor. Don't wait until like a classic sign of something that I'm telling you. Always trust your instincts. Look, Amanda is saying that your pediatrician is hard to get. Yeah, you gotta find a pediatrician that's going to play on your team. You have to have a quality kind of circle of care for your twinnies, because twinnies are not like an independent sport. Unless you live like in the middle of Alaska where there's literally one doctor that sees everybody and you do live in an area where there's a choice, make a correct choice. Your kids are going to be with them till they're 19 plus years old. Make a really good choice, okay? So that's one thing that you want to look for. Now, vapor rubs, medicated vapors, they last up to 8 hours. So if they have a little bit of a cough or a little bit of a cold, I would rub it on their chest. Of course, remember, this is if they're over 2 years old. I would rub it on their chest before bedtime, make a little ritual out of it, play some nice music, dim the lights down, make it a very relaxing environment, because you know, when you're sick, it's already stressful enough because your body isn't working the way that it should. But how nice would it be if somebody could take care of us? I wish that there was like a service that somebody could come to my house and take care of me. I guess my mom would come if I called her, but I don't want to bother her. She's always so busy doing her own thing. But you do want to make sure that you do this before bed. And since it lasts 8 hours, once the babies get up or once the kids get up, well, babies, if you're using the baby rub. So when they're bigger, you do want to reapply and make sure that you have a nice coating of it. And you don't want to like slap it on. Like I should not see chunks of the vapor rub on their chest. It should be like a nice, think about like when you're putting on sunscreen. That's always how I kind of give you the analogy. Put it on like you would sunscreen. You don't want to put it on a giant healthy portion, but you want to put on a portion that's adequate enough that it's going to provide the relief and the comfort and the soothing that's exactly what it does. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. Remember, 2 up and then 3 months and up for the baby rub. Now, this is what I love about it, and this is how we found out about it in the first, well, we our family used it, but it is the number one recommended pediatrician cough rub, and it is clinically proven to reduce night coughs. So it's not just like I think it is. The reason why it's existed for so long is because it's effective. So you make sure that you have some of this in your home. But yeah, the baby rub does have similar vapors and it has similar effects. And of course, this is for our tiny crowd. You can use this for children that are older, but I'm going to tell you that the comparison, just doing like a side-by-side comparison, I'm going to smell it. It's a lighter scent. It's not as strong. I love this stuff. It's so crazy. I love it so much. I absolutely love it. So yeah, wait, this is up. Guys, also know that the tops are changeable. That's not necessarily like a great thing. So if you have different age children in your house, please make sure that you are always putting the correct top onto the correct vapor rub. Because let's say your grandparents are over or your parents are over and you're like, use the baby rub if it has the pink top. If they don't go and look, or maybe they have a little hard time seeing and they're going just by the colors, if you did screw the wrong tops on, you wouldn't be using the right one. So please just really make an effort to make sure that you're always putting the correct top on to the correct lotion if you have children in your home that has different age ranges. Yes. Oh my gosh. You know what, Amanda? I was watching that too. I saw that same thing. It's crazy. But yeah, it is. I don't say that I have an addiction of it by any means, but I do find that scent unbelievably comforting. So that's with a cough. So if you have a cough, this is definitely your best friend, but you want to make sure that you are making the effort to look for any signs of distress and call your pediatrician ASAP. The next thing that we have to deal with is congestion. Congestion is a very big deal because you know that your congestion is not only in your nose, sometimes it's in your sinuses, sometimes it's in your throat, but congestion could really give you that feeling of that pounding in your head. So use a bulb syringe for the little tiny tots and make sure that you are kind of getting any gook out of their nose, but do really make an effort to buy the tissues that have the lotion in them. Bonus, of course, for the Vicks, but after, even the little guys, when they have the little grossiness on them, don't just take like any tissue and just rub it on their face. Get something and be really mindful. Think about how that feels to that baby, because if you do rub that baby's nose and you're like, oh my God, the baby hates it. Of course the baby's gonna hate it. If it's an abrasive tissue, of course the baby's gonna hate it. So yeah, we definitely wanna make sure that we're being thoughtful. And by the way, I am gonna blow my nose again. Oh, my ears just opened. That's the best. All right, so we got our tissues. You're gonna keep your the little snot sucker handy. And then we also wanna make sure that we have a cool mist humidifier on at sleep time. And sleep is not only overnight, sleep is during the day as well. So if you're putting them in for nap time or whatnot, you have to make sure that you have that humidifier on, make sure that there is water in there, make sure that the filter is clean, and get ready, because it will, if the air is so dry, it makes everything worse. So have that cool mist humidifier. If you're using a cool mist humidifier now, I do wanna see hearts and thumbs up. I wanna know that you guys are already on the same page that I am. I'm also curious to know of how many of you use your cool mist humidifier through the entire winter. Cough and cold season aside, do you get into the habit of using it for the entire winter season to maybe get ahead? So if there's the right level of humidity in that room, maybe it'll keep everything moving and moving right along, and it will create a healthier environment. So look, I know we used it, I would say from November 1st through April 1st, we had our cool mist humidifier on. I would buy 8 filters at a time and I would rotate them. Now you could do kind of the subscribe and save things too for your filters. You never have to use it. Amanda, you use it all year or you just use it in the winter time? I do want to know. But yeah, Melissa, it is. Use it all the time. Get ahead of it. Don't wait for cough and cold season to come to you. Try to do things that are going to make it not show up at your door. So all those cleaning tips that we talked about before, do them as practical course. If you're really worried about it, you could keep like disinfecting wipes in your bathroom, and every time, like maybe once a day, wipe down the faucets, wipe down the handle, wipe down, you know, the faucet handle, the door handle, and then the toilet handle, just to kind of keep things as germ-free as possible. Clearly, we're not getting away with not having any germs. Germs are always going to find us. But if we could do things that could help us get a little bit ahead, we may be a lot better than the average bear. So for the congestion, the cool mist humidifier on as much as possible. And if the congestion is really, really, really bad, go into your bathroom, turn the shower on and put it on hot. You're not getting into the water, clearly into hot water. We're letting the steam build up into this bathroom. Shut the bathroom door if you have, you know, clearly a steam shower. It's not going to be as effective if you just have a shower curtain. But put something up and let that steam build up in the bathroom, and then bring the baby or the babies or your toddlers, your whatever, whomever, into the bathroom. Have them sit on your lap, sit on the toilet bowl, keep them nice and safely and secure. You could even bring your vapor rub into the bathroom during this nice humid environment. You could rub it on your on the baby's chest. You could even put a little bit on your chest to create everything, you know, to give it more of that scent. But yeah, make sure that you take time in there and give them the opportunity to breathe that warm mist in. So you have the cool mist in the bedroom, the warm mist in the bathroom, and if they are having respiratory issues, you may even want to open a window and get some cold air in after you're doing these humid airs. I know that when it comes to croup, that's kind of what it is. You go from the warm mist to the cool air. There's different ways, and of course these temperatures interact with your baby's, I'm not gonna say vocal cords, well technically, right, it's your larynx that's making that croupy sound, but it will help them breathe easier and reduce the inflammation if they have any inflammation in their neck. So that's that. Now, when do I call the doctor? Tell me when you guys call the doctor. I wanna know, like, what are your signs that you look for when you call the doctor? Like, do you call them at the first sign of the cold? Do you call them at the first sign of a cough? Do you call them always when there's a fever? Is there something that you do for you in your 20s that you're like, automatically, I'm calling the doctor? Do you have your doctor? Another question is, thumbs up if you have your doctor saved in your favorites. Is your pediatrician saved in your favorites on your phone, or are they saved on speed dial? I'm curious. I know I had our doctor. She's still in our favorites. I mean, it's just peds is all that it says. But yeah, I'm glad that I'm not the only one. And not only should you have that, but the grandparents should have that phone number. Your partner should have that phone number. Everybody should have the phone number for the doctor, okay? Also know that, God forbid, you did have to go to a hospital. What hospital does your pediatrician have rights to go to? If you live in a big metropolis like I do, not every doctor has rights to be in every single hospital. So if there's a lot of hospitals, find out which one your doctor has, there's privileges. That's the word that I was thinking of, I couldn't think of it. But find out what hospital your doctor has privileges in so that if your kid was admitted, that they could at least be seen by their doctor, okay? So things to call your doctor, and I see all those things. So green mucus is when you call the doctor. Coughs are when they see the doctor, like I hear ya. But if they have a fever, above 100.4, check with your child's doctor, because depending on their age, that could be really high, that may not be so high, but ask your doctor. Amanda, see, you're lucky. That's kind of like people say, oh, you know, it's a lot because we only have one hospital. That's actually a good thing, because then you took the guesswork out of that. Here in New York City, we have like 8 hospitals. So if you end up going to the wrong hospital, your own pediatrician can come and see you, which kind of stinks, because it's comforting to be able to see kind of a friendly face and have an advocate that knows your children better than anybody else come to the hospital. So that's just something to think about. Yeah, so Melissa puts her medical ID in her phone as well. You gotta have it, you gotta have it. So you're calling your doctor if the fever is 100, above 100.4, not 104, but if it's above 100.4, check with your doctor. If your baby is noticeably pale or flushed or has fewer wet diapers, that could be a sign of dehydration. So you gotta call your doctor about that. And you do wanna note, we joke all the time about keeping a twins daily log. Jewel, I know that I didn't tell you to do this, but throw up the twins daily log if you could get a link to it. We have one at Twiniversity. You could use a regular notebook, but if you're like, I like structure, we created one for you. We wanna take the guesswork out of that. But while they're sick, using the twins daily log is a genius idea. Genius. Because if they're taking ibuprofen, acetaminophen, if they're taking, you know, other antibiotics or whatever, you have to be able to know who took when, what time, and what happened. And keeping track of poop and pee is really important when the kitties are sick, because we do not want them to get dehydrated. And with so many kids in the house, it's tough to remember who exactly was the one that had the pee. Did they pee twice? Did they pee twice? Did he poop? Who pooped? What happened? So make sure, twins daily log. Julie's gonna put up the link to that, and then you know that you have something. Print it up, keep it on your refrigerator. There is no app in the universe that is created for everyone. Some apps work for Droid, some apps work for iOS, some apps, I mean, what if you have a Google phone? I guess you would use a Droid, right? I'm not even positive. But if you have an old school piece of paper that has, here's what happened, this is the time, this is the date, et cetera, everybody could use it. Whether it's the babysitter, whether it's your partner, whether it's your mom, whether it's your mother-in-law, your cousins, whomever, use a piece of paper and a pencil, stick it on your refrigerator. You should always, guys, I cannot express to you, this is like super serious, I'm getting serious for a second. If your kids are taking any medication whatsoever, it is critical that you mark down the time that they took it and how much they took. Because if the fever's not going away, you'll be like, oh my God, what time did we give, you know, Jonah that? I don't know what time Jonah took that medicine. So make the effort, find out, you know, like make the effort to put the paper up there and always write down what they took. And if they have to have other things like breathing treatments, or, you know, they're doing a nasal spray or anything, you have to do that. Now, Jennifer, I would advise against a whiteboard, okay? So the problem with the dry erase board is as your kids get older, they may want to play with that. And so your kids may go and they may dry erase the board on you. So if you're going to use a dry erase board, make sure that you're putting it someplace out of the children's reach, because a dry erase board and a toddler is like a moth to a flame. They can't control themselves. It's time to draw. So yeah, I would definitely do real paper and a pencil, and keep it someplace that everybody could find. Because let's say you ran out of vapor rub and now you have to go buy it at a baby store, you know, if you have to go to the grocery store or whatever, and it was time for the next dosage of the medicine, you wanna make sure that who's ever in the house knows what time it is. Speaking of what time it is. I love how this is literally, I'm this sick, but thanks to this little thing called caffeine, I am able to get through sicknesses. And truthfully, I'm actually taking, I don't know where it is, I'm taking DayQuil right now. So I love me some DayQuil, I love me some NyQuil, also by Vicks, by the way, have been taking that since the dawn of time. Really, I've been using those forever. I don't like the generic. I know that they make store brands of them. I find the store brands are not as effective as the real deal. Also know that Vicks does have like something called a ZQuil. So it's an additional sleep aid. It's the sleep aid that's in the NyQuil. This is not for your children. This is for my moms and dads that are sick, because we're not the kids aren't the only ones that go through cough and cold season. We do too. And that's why I have this. Both of the 20s were sick. They're still sick right now, but I can't not kiss them goodnight. And I know, like, it's like this slow motion, like Quentin Tarantino movie, that when they're coming to kiss me goodnight, I could see the germs starting to spread all over me. Or like they need snuggle, and I'm not gonna pass up a snuggle. Let me tell you something. When your kids get big and they wanna snuggle, you're gonna snuggle. You're gonna be like, let's get our snuggle on, little Red, it's time. And when they're sick, they get so super snuggly and so super lovey, and I'm never passing that up. So I will take the rain of germs that falls down upon me when the 20s are sick, because that's my job. I'm a mama. It's a mama's job. Guys, it is prize time, prize time, prize time! See, my voice is cracking. Crazy town. How's this necklace, guys? Do you like my necklace today? It's itching me a little bit. Hillary, one of our friends, literally we were at a trade show, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful necklace. And she's like, here, take it. And I'm like, what? Do you guys remember that? It was a live feed that I was doing, I think, from the New York Baby Show. But she's literally like, here, take it. And I'm like, all right, why not? I wanted it. I really liked it. But she goes to this like discount jewelry store or something, and it's, you know, it's costume jewelry. It's not real fancy stuff. But I thought that was so nice, and whenever I wear it, I think of her. It's such a wonderful little thing to think about, my Hillary. So yeah, we got a few minutes left. Prize time. I see another Amazon gift card in your future. Yes, if you want to win an Amazon gift card, what do you have to say? Happy holidays. It's really that simple. Happy holidays. How do I have so much energy? I'm gonna crash as soon as this ends, by the way. Jewel, just so you know, I'm like gonna lay on the couch and watch Schitt's Creek, which is hilarious, by the way, on Netflix. And it's not like the poop, it is, that's the name of the town. So I don't want you to think that I'm being vulgar. It's absolutely hilarious. But my batteries are starting to drain. Cause you gotta rest. Mamas, papas, everybody has to rest during cold and cough season. It is that season. All right, so we picked another winner. Happy holidays. Keep shouting it out. Julie's going to tell me who is going to win. I would love to see a few more hearts, a few more happinesses, funninesses. I want to say also, if you have used the baby rub, do a ha-ha face. I want to see the ha-ha face, because then I could tell the difference. I want to know if you guys knew that this product existed and if you've been using it, because I feel like I'm so far behind on the whole vapor rub thing when they were little, because I was waiting to use the real guy. But if you have, see, look, I love the ha-ha face. And I like that as a system of voting. Don't you feel like it's a good system of voting? Amanda Harris! Happy holidays, Amanda. You won the gift card to Amazon. Everybody, say happy holidays and congratulations to Amanda. I love that. Amanda Harris Gill. I like it. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you. Are we ready to move on for our next quick tips? And we do have one more PRIZETIME. That's how I would be if there was kids in there. I hated when the kids learned to spell, because then I couldn't spell things anymore. All right, the next thing we have to do is that if they are getting coughs and colds, it is so important that you push fluids. They have to get those fluids in. They can't get dehydrated. It's gonna flush that everything, all those germies, through their systems. So you gotta keep them kind of smiling and hydrated. Fun water bottles are the way to go, gang. Remember those little labels I told you about? Have them decorate their own labels. They actually even have water bottles that they could decorate themselves. I just bought some for my nieces for Christmas. I know that's like the worst gift, like I'm giving the kids water bottles for Christmas. But my kid, it's fun, and I know that you know, my sister wants them to have, you know, she wants them to drink the water. And so I'm like, yeah, just like I use the labels on the hand sanitizer, use the labels on the water bottle as well. So push those as much as possible. Offer electrolyte replenishing drinks. Make popsicles out of them. That is definitely one way to get kids to eat, is by making popsicles out of anything. There's a lot of ways. You don't even have to get the popsicle mold. Just get some of like those IKEA cups, let's say, the little plastic cups, or you could get any kind of plastic or paper cups. Put a straw in it. You don't even need the fun sticks, but get something that's substantial. You could even use a spoon. Don't think I haven't done this, but the way you do it is you get a tiny little cup, put a piece of saran, fill it up with the fluid, put a piece of saran wrap on top of it, stick the spoon, the straw, whatever through the center so that it holds that stick, straw, spoon, whatever in the center of it, so that when you're done, you actually have it as a pop. Because if you just put the spoon in the cup, it's gonna be like all lopsided when it comes out. So any kind of fluids, you could do orange juice, you could do, you know, electrolyte drinks, like the sports drinks you could do. There's a lot of different things out there. You could always do some orange juice with a little sprinkle of salt in it, believe it or not, is what they told my husband to do in the hospital to replace a little bit of electrolytes. So make sure that you are doing that. Now, if they don't finish that whole pop, throw it in the garbage. Just chuck it. Absolutely chuck it. Another thing you could do, you could get an ice tray. You could fill it with the kind of electrolyte fluids or whatever, the sports drinks. When it's done, take it out, throw it into a blender and make a slush. So you can make kind of like an icy out of it. And they could eat it as an icy if they don't want to hold it there and drip down their hands, okay? That's another thing that you could do. And you guys also know the paper plate trick. So when you do give them any kind of ice pop, if you get a small little, like the cake size plates, cut it a little bit, or you don't actually even have to cut it, but you could put it underneath the ice pop. So when it drips, you could also use a coffee filter underneath the ice pop. It's not gonna interfere with getting in the way of them eating that ice pop, but it is gonna catch the drips. Yeah, guys, I'm full of tips. I don't even remember half of them until they're actually coming out of my mouth. So, but yeah, you gotta get those fluids into them as much as possible. That really, really, really is important. And you wanna keep them on a very simple diet. So toast, rice, bananas, applesauce, yogurt if possible. And if they're taking antibiotics, you may want to get a little probiotic to give them, because sometimes antibiotics mess with their little baby belly. So if they do have an ear infection, you probably should find some kind of probiotic to give them. Speak to your pharmacist and of course your doctor about that, but it'll kind of set their little body straight again, because the antibiotics are going to kill a lot of stuff. You have to put some of the good bacteria back in their bodies, and yogurt and probiotics is definitely the way that you do it. But you got to speak to your doctor about that, okay? And you got to stay home, guys. Please don't be one of those people that take their kids out when they're sick. Now, if you're going to the doctor, yes. If you're like there, but there's no place in the world that's important enough to go when your kids are sick, because they're just gonna get sicker and you're gonna infect everybody else. I mean, they don't call it cough and cold season for a reason. They do call it cough and cold season for a reason, because everybody is getting sick. So you have to make sure that you stay home and you avoid public places, social gatherings, and really avoid your friends and family if people are really sick. If you can, I'm not saying quarantine the kids, but if you gotta keep your kids, the sick kid, in an area of the house that's kind of away from everybody else, whether you have like a basement playroom or a living room that the kids don't really use, kind of maybe isolate that kid away from the rest of the house, because you never know. You actually may be able to get away with nobody else getting sick in the home if you play your cards right. But yeah, I watch people all the time here in New York City on the subway. And once again, like the Matrix, I'm watching those germies come to me. And I really do. And I was never a germaphobe before, but having preemie babies and then having kids that basically were sick for the first 8 years of their life, I'm a little hint of a germaphobe. Now, my little chick has inherited my germaphobe-ness, and the kids at school call her the class mom, because she brings this little, she has like this little first aid kit. I always have a first aid kit. You will ever find me without like a mini first aid kit. So she, my daughter has now the same thing, and she always has the hand sanitizer and all that other stuff in there. So yeah, make sure that you are carrying this stuff with you. And if you do see somebody out in public that has the matrix of germs that are coming right at you, at least you could wash your own hands, you could wipe down your arms, anything. One of the reasons why I love winter so much, who says this? Who says I love winter? Because when it's winter time, I wear my gloves. So when I'm outside, I don't have to touch anything. I get to wear gloves and not look like a weirdo. Not that I would wear surgical gloves at all times, although maybe there's a piece of me that would love to do that. But in the wintertime, I get to wear gloves and I never have to touch anything. I get so, especially like on the subway when I have to like hold on to the like the strap hanger thingy, I get super stoked that I don't have to touch anything. I love the winter because of gloves. So we're gonna stay home. Quicker recovery equals rest. You guys gotta take some rest. So just like I'm gonna crash on the couch and watch Netflix, this is the time. And get your kids to rest if they're trying to buzz all around the house and you're not like a tablet family or a TV family. Maybe think about being something or finding those books or finding those activities that are gonna keep them stationary, because we don't want them being whirling dervishes all around the home. We want them to stay as stationary, quiet, and calm for a quicker recovery if they do get their rest. Yeah. So the other thing I want to tell you, sanitize. We already talked about this one before. Sanitize everything. The toilet bowl handle, cabinet pulls are another big one. Refrigerator handle, another big one. If you have a lid to your garbage pail, another one. There's all these places in your home, if you look at it, light switches are another one. There's a million places in your home that could be housing the cough and cold little germies. So when you're thinking about cleaning your home, think about where could these things be living? What did this kid touch? What could I clean? What can I do? Get those germies out of there and you will be better off. We guys, we have one more prize time. So we have one more prize time. It's for our last gift card with Amazon, right? Because we're gonna help you pay those bills anyway. But yeah, rest, Cole, totally hear ya. So our last gift card, you know what to say, guys. You know what I want, because that's how we know. But it is our last prize time, and then sadly we have to go. But if you would like to be able to win our last Amazon gift card, all you have to do is say Happy New Year. Happy New Year! We've made it through another amazing year at Twiniversity. This is, I think, our last official live feed, but you never know when I'm going to jump on again. This is our last official live feed of the year. There's no better way that I think that we could end this year by preparing for you guys to have a better cough and cold season. Please, I'm sending you the best vibes, healthy vibes. Hopefully you'll never need any of this information. Hopefully nobody will be sick. But at any time, this stuff could strike and you really should just be ready for it. And it's so simple. Even just things like preparing your home and having that stuff in there. Those are the important pieces and everything else will fall into place. And you really can't avoid it, sadly. I wish that I could avoid it. I tried. Sometimes I see people in the streets. Ever see the people in the streets that wear like the surgeon's masks? I'm thinking, like to me, I'm thinking, are they keeping something from me or am I keeping something from them? I always, like, I never know. I never know why people do. They do that a lot here. I don't know why. Like the community over here, they're big on those face masks. And I know in a lot of Asian communities overseas, they do too. I always wonder, are you not giving me something or am I not getting something from you? I actually have no idea. So we have our last gift card. All you have to do is say Happy New Year, like I said. And I really do humbly want to thank our friends at VIX. You guys have been there for me and my twins long before you ever became a partner at Twiniversity. I am honored that you would give me this opportunity to talk to our Twiniversity friends and family and give them a chance to win some prizes, have some fun, and really just get educated on all that there is. Well, not all that there is to know about cough and cold season, but certainly a lot. And it's very humbling to me. And guys, I want you to say thank you to VIX too, if you don't mind. Jen, hey Jen! Jen was working, so she missed a lot of our live feed. We're gonna let this one slide. But I really do wanna let you guys, give you the opportunity to say thank you to VIX, because without partners, truthfully, there's no way that we could do this. Twin University is actually a fairly significant size staff now. I think there's six of us, if I'm not forgetting anybody. And this is the way that we're able to provide the support for you, the connection for you, the community for you. Please do not forget that we have that mentor program that is always, always, always available to everybody. Yes, people are, thank you for the cultural thing. That's good. Jewel, just let me know who won too. I want to make a big announcement. But yeah, with partners like VIX and the rest of our wonderful partners, we've really had an extraordinary year at Twin University. I hope that you guys had fun too. Did you guys have fun? Hearts, happy faces, thumbs ups, angry faces, whatever you like. But I have a lot of fun doing these. I'm really, really, like really, really, really honored that this is what like has happened. And I get like choked up, and I think I always get choked up at the holiday season, but like I really wanted one kid, guys. I wanted one baby, and then there was this bonus baby in the batch, and never in a million years would I have thought that that second heartbeat would have literally changed the entire course of my life. I knew, of course, that it would, but I had a great career. I had a great career before Twiniversity. I was unbelievably happy where I was. I was successful. I worked in African travel, if you guys don't know. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. I've gotten to see the world. I've traveled the world, and I've met so many people from, I've been to Africa 9 times, guys. Like, who goes to Africa 9 times? I've been to 8 different countries on that continent. I was gonna adopt a child from there when we couldn't conceive. There were so many things that, you know, that just happened, and this was all meant to be. And you guys have been right there along for the ride with me. And I'm very touched, and my team, Julie and Lauren and Kimmy and Laura and Rashina and Carrie, I mean, how could I have possibly gotten luckier? Really, and I mean it, all jokes aside, and I joke around a lot. I am so thankful that you guys are there supporting us and that we're there supporting you. And it's just an amazing thing. And I want to thank you for letting me come into your home as many times as you do, and for joining us, and for yelling prize time. And I'm not letting you go, guys. I'm here forever. If anybody needs me, you could always Facebook Messenger me. I'm available anywhere, really any place. If you want to follow kind of my personal journey, I'm at Nat's Real World on Instagram. You're more than welcome to follow me on that as well. That's kind of really like a personal thing of me and the kids. And I just took a crazy picture. The other day, Betty came out wearing a sweatshirt that I just bought Anna for her birthday. Cole, congratulations, Cole. Everybody say congratulations to Cole for winning our last gift card to Amazon. But thank you so much for letting us into your home. And I think we're good, yeah. So that's it. So happy new year, guys. I look forward to an absolutely fantastic 2018 with you. And if you need anything, I am here for you. But please, please, please follow these tips for a better cough and cold season. Happy new year, everybody. Happy holidays. See you later, alligators.